This is Ted Kennedy. The administration budget for the Pentagon contains too much for nuclear weapons and too little for modern conventional forces. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as Congress addresses the Pentagon budget, we need to cut back on excessive spending for nuclear weapons and do more to modernize conventional forces. One key battle is over the administration's plan to kill a new assault plane called the Osprey. It combines the versatility of a helicopter with the speed and maneuverability of a traditional plane. It can ferry troops in and out of sudden conflicts much more quickly and safely and over larger distances than we can now. If we had had it in 1980, it could have made the difference in the Iranian hostage rescue mission. The Pentagon wants to cancel this idea to pay for a 27% increase in Star Wars. That priority's wrong, Al. Stand up to the right wing. Our conventional forces need the state-of-the-art equipment, too, even if it means fewer nuclear warheads and missiles.
Planes need a right wing, too, and a left. You seem to long for the quiet days when there were no nuclear weapons, only tanks, guns, bullets, and planes. Ted, this is 1990, not 1940. You just can't wish away nuclear weapons. Sure, we're all working on it, but it won't happen overnight. We spend those large sums on nuclear programs and strategic defense developments because they are so very critical in our efforts to deter war and to maintain peace. Can't argue that. It works. Aren't you a bit over-concerned about this one program, Ted? Were parts of the old Osprey to be manufactured in Massachusetts? Are you worried about those fat cat defense contributors you're always telling us about? Listen to your House Democrat chums. Real Ospreys fly, this one doesn't. It's untested, and even they say it can wait. I agree. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next when I wish the old Irishman a happy 4th of July. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.